This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. A massive fire in Bangladesh destroyed several apartment buildings, killing at least 70 people in the capital, Dhaka. At least 50 people were injured. The blaze started late Wednesday night and quickly spread through at least four other buildings. It took firefighters more than 10 hours to bring the fire under control. Fire officials say many of the victims were trapped inside the buildings. The cause of the inferno is under investigation. Pope Francis has opened a landmark summit on addressing the decades-long scandal involving sexual abuse of children with a call to action. The pontiff told Catholic Church leaders the faithful are watching and waiting for them to come up with strong measures to deal with clergy who have committed sexual abuse. At the summit, Cardinal Luis Tagle, the Archbishop of Manila, said the church takes responsibility for the wounds of the clergy sexual abuse scandal. We'll try to get to that soundbite in just a few minutes. The conference is aimed at educating church leaders on how to deal with allegations of sexual abuse and tend to the victims, as well as preventing any future incidents. With news reports saying Robert Mueller's investigation into Russian interference in the 2016 election could be done by as early as next week, U.S. President Donald Trump says it will be totally up to the new attorney general when and how to release the special counsel's report. A summary of the confidential report will be submitted to Congress by U.S. Attorney General William Barr. For more on that story or any of today's latest news, please visit us at voanews.com. This is VOA News. U.S.-backed Syrian forces have transferred a group of Islamic State fighters to authorities in Iraq. The transfer came as the forces await the start of an operation to clear the last area in Syria still under the militant group's control. AP's Charles de Ledesma reports. We're obviously having technical difficulties. We will try to get to that report later in the newscast. Prosecutors say the arrest of a Coast Guard officer on gun and drug offenses last week was the proverbial tip of the iceberg. AP's Mike Gracia reports. And we won't hear from Mike Gracia on that report. Opposition House Democrats are making an official move to try to block the president's efforts to use a national emergency declaration to get border wall funding. And Empire actor Jussie Smollett has been arrested after he was charged with lying to police. He claimed he was attacked and beaten by two masked men shouting racist and homophobic slurs. AP's Matt Small reports. And we're continuing to have technical difficulties. A new flare-up of fighting in South Sudan violates the country's peace agreement. The United States and European allies are demanding the clashes end immediately. A joint statement Wednesday from the U.S., Britain, and Norway says the fighting represents a flagrant breach of a December 27 ceasefire and the revitalized peace deal signed by South Sudan's government and several rebel groups last September. And repeating our top stories, a massive fire in Bangladesh destroyed several apartment buildings, killing at least 70 people in the capital, Dhaka. At least 50 people were injured. The blaze started late Wednesday night and quickly spread through at least four other buildings. It took firefighters more than 10 hours to bring the fire under control. Pope Francis has opened a landmark summit on addressing the decades-long scandal involving sexual abuse of children by the clergy with a call to action. The pontiff told Catholic Church leaders the faithful are watching and waiting for them to come up with concrete and efficient measures to deal with clergy who have committed sexual abuse. The conference is aimed at educating church leaders on how to deal with these sort of claims. From Washington, I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News. Well, that was a disaster.